Yeah, so unfortunately, it's still quite challenging with our trade issues with Canada. One of the issues there is they have a supply quota system, right? Their farmers can only produce so much, and then they're limited, they're cut off. So Canada really has to try to absorb all the production that they have and is quite protectionist about their market. There's really no incentive for them to really follow the rules that they signed up for in the USMCA. We don't really expect them to start all of a sudden following those rules and accept more American-made dairy products into their country. So I think we just think it's going to be a circular keep going as we work with the trade office, WTO challenge under the WMCA, and then continuously push that way. But at the end of the day, we don't think Canada's going to really come to our side on this issue, but we hope to look into other markets to sell our product. We know that Southeast Asia is very promising when it comes to dairy markets. China is a great marketplace, and a lot of opportunity there as well.